like it last.
We may as well just jump in and get started. I think, yeah, Sean is on, so we can get it recorded. Well, welcome to the Utah State Developmental Center Governing Board. We're meeting on campus in the admin building. We also have the option for people to participate online. It is August 6th, 2026, 10:06 a.m. and we're going to go ahead and start our meeting. The first thing we have on our agenda is just reviewing and approving minutes from our last meeting. So I'll be ready to take a motion whenever anyone is ready to offer.
Mine did not read the minutes. So I can't suggest to approve them. I don't know why.
Very honest today, aren't you? What else do you want to get off the chest?
What a copy of your page.
It's a great discussion. I feel like I missed out.
Yeah, you missed.
She's going to go back and read them now.
Watch the video too.
You missed the last one we have with how much we have spent.
Exactly. How much we're going to spend.
Yes. Okay. Well, I can't wait to see what which ideas you guys picked up on. I could have been so enthusiastic with everybody's ideas.
Well, I'll move to it.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we have a motion to approve. We have a second.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Any discussion on the minutes beyond what we've had? Okay. All in favor in approving the minutes?
Aye.
Yeah.
Okay. There's Scott.
Oh.
I was trying to get in.
Oh,
no. Shoot. All right, that we just voted on the minutes. I don't know if you wanted to join in the vote or not. Okay. So for those that were present for the vote, it was unanimous. We're going to have Alvarez and Marcel joining us in a minute to share information, but they're not on yet. So do you want to give your update? I'm going to go check with Cynthia. I don't know if she has to IM them, or like if she's supposed to text them about when they get on.
So hopefully everybody knew last week we were the grand marshals for the steel.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. Had a lot of fun, right? Maybe you want to tell a story about one of the things you really enjoyed?
The play.
Now, why?
I don't know why.
Well, I don't know why.
I know why, because it was it's so cool to pass out the candy for the little kids and stuff, and that was awesome.
It was a lot of fun. We had some pictures, and I wanted to share them. Guys, they're not huge. So we got to ride in, is that the Lamborghini right there, Patrick?
Yeah, I think that's the four.
So we rode in the very front of the Saturday parade, and we had an open dirt bus where
that was awesome. Yeah,
50 staff and people sat in there, and they wore these shirts right here that are on the table. What? And then they all wore these red hats that we have, and then the city came up with these little signs for us. And so they were spread throughout the city. It was adventurous, right? I mean, I think you sat there in the sun for 40 minutes before you got going. Mm-hmm. This was the bus. So it was a lot of fun. And that's us getting on the bus.
That's me in the background.
With the blue shirt on?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was saying it will be back.
Wow.
Some of our guys have a lot of fun. We went to the VIP luncheon on Wednesday, and about four of our people went.
Yeah, it was me, Sia, Bob, and her.
Yeah. So there were about 30 sponsors for the skill days, and they just had a luncheon. And actually, these guys got up and had a panel that they just got asked some questions. Some of the people in the audience were able to ask some questions. It was a lot of fun. It was great.
Yeah, we were
clapping and cheering at a lot of the accomplishments.
And
it was a lot of fun.
The funny thing is, the mayor was saying we might have lightning queen for the parade, and she was saying, "Heck yeah, ka-chow!"
Yeah.
Oh boy.
You guys are really excited, huh? We're going to have that. Miss American Fork was there and sat with us. It was a lot of fun. So this was the entire group that went.
Wow.
You asked me and with my sister, no, this is Patrick.
Yep.
My, this me again. My family buy that for me for my 30 birthday.
Yeah. So it was a lot of fun. It was an entire week. We started on Saturday the 18th with an opening ceremony. Patrick and I went down in front of the crowd and just introduced ourselves
and
a little history.
Yeah, and
Patrick talked about what was he was most excited about, right?
Yeah, it was a parade.
Yep. And then Wednesday, we had a children's parade up here on campus that went around the administrative building and down by DCFS and toward the temple. I don't know how many people were here. I didn't get any pictures on that one. But it seemed like people were excited to do it.
Yeah.
So that was great.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, we went to the parade and then there was a closing ceremony.
And
did you go up on stage on the closing ceremony as well?
And what's his name? My roommate.
Greg. Yep. So they went up there and they were able to talk about a couple of things they were excited about and had fun doing.
Yeah, for my enemy, I said I like the parade. Yeah, parade, and thank you for the police, medical, and fire. And yeah.
Yep. So it was a great success. We had a lot of fun. And we actually have newspapers that talked about us. I have some copies of those, and we got the journal that came out for the city of American Fork. If you guys would like a copy of that.
Oh yeah. Copy of that.
Right. It was really cool. They did a great job just making everybody feel very special.
Well, I'm so proud of you guys just being involved in the community and having residents involved in the community. And I mean, it's just wonderful.
Yeah.
And just to get those good vibes out there and the good energy and wow, that's just huge.
Yeah. Why after the parade? My alpha play, I said, I'm going to sleep. I mean, not sleep, but I'm not thinking that. Don't nobody wake me up. Like, I was so like hot and stuff. And I after that, I took my pillows off my bed and pulled my covers on. I was out cold.
Like that.
Yeah, it was hot. It was a big week.
Mm-hmm. And I had dinner because I was too tired to wake up. And one of my staff said, oh, wake up, you have, no, he was not waking me up, but my alarm clock waked me up. And so you wait for the speech, and I was like, wake up, with huh, what speech? Said, oh, fudge, that speech, the last speech.
Hey, wow.
So did you have any problem keeping everybody hydrated?
They were giving them popsicles. They had popsicles in the bus before they went down. I think once it started going, they were feeling the breeze.
And one of the staff, I think Rachel Uelo, she had a spray bottle and bag of ice. Like will you spray my face with the, it was just mist water. She was just mist me with the water. And I put a whole bunch of ice in my hat and just keeping my head cool. Yeah, and just letting you know, the staff from Wayne Street Widow did a good job with the individuals, keep them not dehydrated and burnt.
Yeah. Nice and hydrated, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. So that was great. We enjoyed that. That felt like a big step for us with the community. A couple of other things we were talking about in our leadership meeting. Tried to explain, we're really focusing on the direct line supervisors. So we had a meeting with them just a couple of weeks ago and identified that. We've tried to clean up admin and support and the mid-level managers, tried to give them some tools to be a little more supportive of you. And now we're going to work on you guys as the leads, direct support professionals. So we have a tool that we call the LDSP scorecard. And it's something that we're just, all of their duties are listed on it, and we're trying to support them to make sure they can get those duties done while at the same time supporting their staff. And one thing I really focused on is our whole purpose here, every single supervisor's purpose is retention of good staff. So what we want to do is we want to help you guys support those staff. And so that's the level we're at right now when it comes to kind of the administrative part of it, is trying to support them. And so some of these things up here, like the vending machines and the smoking pavilions, I really try and approach supporting staff in as many different ways as we possibly can. And we've had some requests through surveys or verbally, or as we've gone out and solicited feedback, some of the staff say, we would really appreciate a smoking pavilion that gives us some shelter during the winter. Whether you smoke or not, you know, we want to support good staff and not cutting them off. And so we're looking at doing the smoking, a couple of smoking pavilions.
Let's have a little converse. Okay. Do you remember when the Department of Health got called out for having it anyway? Like, I'm not opposed, but we might want to be thoughtful.
Sure.
Just like kind of figure out how we do that.
And right now we have designated smoking areas on campus, which have always been there the way we've done.
No,
it, right?
Whatever. Agreed. Like, it just was, I'm just remembering because it was, anyway.
So we definitely want to follow.
It was getting to a big deal.
Right. I remember, and I've been told, and maybe Alan.
Okay, so you know.
Can speak to it, that we've gone to a non-smoking facility in the past and that just didn't
fall. Oh, really?
Well, with us, we would have staff that would leave for 45 minutes during a 15-minute break because they had to go all the way to the temple. Then they would smoke on the temple grounds.
Wow.
And there cigarette butts there, and then they would come back. So it became a very difficult situation where so probably 10, 15 years ago, they switched back to being able to smoke on campus. And they sell them still to go for 45 minutes. But truthfully, those are the ones that we don't want to keep up.
Okay, so can you do smoking improvement areas and do some improvements to your designated areas that exist right now? Like put like shade over them and nice fence.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay,
because they've asked that we have to go out there in the middle of winter.
Yes.
And it's on the edge of campus, and so there's no shelter or anything.
Yes.
Yeah, they huddle together to have their smoke.
Yeah. Oh, that's not fine.
So we're looking at something that will give that, you know, that they're not treated like animals out there, or even worse than animals.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Well,
the smoking is a social thing.
Hey.
Hey, Chris, one sec.
No, sorry. You're just having trouble.
Yeah, like, no worries.
For whatever reason, Chris and Jeff were like stuck in a waiting room.
That's where I was.
You were too? Really? Okay, like we never.
Yeah, we don't.
That's a brand new. I don't know what happened this time.
So apparently, Sean is the owner of the meeting, and she got the alert, but didn't know that she had the alert to let them in the meeting. So.
Okay.
You were saying, well, I'm just saying it's a social event for people, and you know, we have staff from all tiers of luck, and I think it's appropriate to. Be supported because you want to maintain your staff.
Yeah.
Well, it's also a way to relax, decompress.
And they're all right. And our psychiatrists even say we just can't cut people that live here off from cigarettes because that has it is a type of medicine or whatever they've self-medicated themselves with.
Yeah.
And I think this is where it comes down to those leads that we're talking about to help manage how much time they're spending out there. Let's create a good environment, you know, a decent environment for you to be out there, but it is 15 minutes. Right, you need to come back. We got plenty of work.
Yeah, because I know I ride my bicycle around the USCC, and I see when people like not try to be rude or nothing, but I see like it's still like sometimes I ride my bicycle around. I see like I was not trying to be nosy, but I see like them still out there smoking and stuff and.
There for a while.
And yeah, and
yeah, we get it.
Yeah, and
we want them to be in there helping you guys, right?
Yeah, because this is you have 15-minute break, you take it, and you don't need to be out too long because a couple of days ago, a long time ago, Oak Ridge have a lot of behaviors, and all the staff sometimes we short staff and. I think I was in Oak Ridge. I don't know where I am, but we have